And we've been talking about faith today. Walk by faith. And one of the scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, is talking about walk by faith and not what? By sight. And that's what I'm going to share to you. Well, this week, we all have seen the news that one of these designer, he's a celebrity, passed away. And I didn't want to watch it, but because the media just forced you to watch it, I didn't know who he is, and I went to find out who he was, and he was a designer, and some of his clothes, most of them I cannot afford them, but I was forced to watch it, and eventually I was wondering about this guy who was very famous, and everyone is talking about on the news, on the radio, and I was wondering, if you ever wonder, and I would just wonder, did he go to heaven? One thing, it's just me. I've never wondered that God do exist. God already exists to me. But I always when I hear these big people, we call them celebrity. They describe me as a man who was very tough in the industry. And I just wonder, do you ever wonder in your life as well? Do you ever wonder about your own life? What next after this? Do you see? Do you ever think about our final destination? Because no matter how rich he was, he never had a family, you see, that man. He left a few million dollars in his bank account. And I've always wondered, who's going to spend all that money? Was he a happy person? Was he a person, maybe because all the made it, you know, sometimes we can pretend in our good dress and nice designer clothes, but deep down, we have so much fear and worry and guilty and shame. But Jesus just came on earth just to say, you know what? You don't have to live in fear and guilt and shame, because when his presence comes into your life, he transforms you and he's filling your life with his joy and his peace and his eternal life that he's secure forever in Jesus' name. I've always wondered how many people they accept their Jesus in their life. Do you really want this to have experience? Whatever I'm going to share with you this morning, if you have not had that personal relationship, if you are not a born again, this message is not for you, because it's not going to make any sense to you. Have you ever wondered what is our destination? Either we like it or not, either you believe God, you don't believe in God. God is sitting on the throne. We can never vote him out. He is almighty. God is sovereign. So you don't vote him out. You dislike him. You don't like him. He's still there. And every time when I think about it, I'm thinking the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord. We're going to meet him, whether you like or not. But our destiny is to meet him. Our destiny is to meet him. And as long as we come, we worship this morning. We worship him and praise him. But are you living for him? Are you living? I always wonder, is your life really pleasing the Lord? Or is your life just, you know what? I'm going to go to church. Make you come to church doesn't mean you have a personal relationship with God. You need to be born again. And what you can do is when you invite him in your life and his holy presence comes inside of you, automatically he changes you. I'm a proof evidence that God can transform you and change you. And why do you know what is it? Because I'm reading his living word, which is his word, is here. This word has changed me. And every time when I read, it's not just I'm reading just the empty word. It's the word and I apply it. And every day, other people that go so much sorrow and pain, I'm experiencing the peace of God. Don't tell me that I don't have trouble. I do have some trouble sometimes. But because I have Christ inside of me, then he helps me to go through those difficult, because the Holy Spirit who is in me, who is upon us and with us, is helping me to go all through the struggle of life. Do you see, you serve the God who say, I had a plan for you before your mother conceived it, and her womb I had already planned. You didn't have no plan. He had the plan. So when he dropped you here and you don't know what to do, and then you're searching all over the place and you don't find the answer, all you can find the answer is through him. He's the one who created you. He's the one who had a purpose and a plan for your life, and that's why we are here. I'm going to show you the message is walk by faith. It's helping you to live this life. But the most important thing is, are you a born again? Have you ever wondered, where is your your walk with God. How do you take that serious? How much seriousness you put into your walk with God? I'm going to share a walk of faith today. And I want you to open the book of Genesis chapter 12. And I'm going to talk about the guy called Abraham. Since we know we walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to share to this guy that Abraham has so much experience. If you want to find more about faith, you need to read the guy called Abraham. And if you have the time, just go to the book of read of Genesis and you'll find. But I'm not going to read all of it. I'm not going to read the book of Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household. And go to the land I will show you." And he continues, "I'll make you into a great nation. And I'll bless you. And I'll make your name great. And you'll be a blessing. And I'll bless those who bless you. And those who curse you, I will curse. And all people of the earth will be blessed through you." All people. So Abram left as the Lord had told him. And the Lord went with him. And Abram was 75 years old. This is remind me, you're not too old for God's plan for your life. This is remind me when Abram was 100, just when you think you want to give God an excuse, he was 75 years old. And then he said, when he set out from his land called Haran, he took his wife, Sarai, and his nephew Lot, all the possession they had and accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and there they arrived. Hallelujah. So amazing. I read that scripture a few times this week. I just continue reading it all the time. When the Bible talks about walk by faith, not by sight, Abraham is a clear example to all of us that Abraham, he really walked by faith and not by sight. Because one number thing that I want to share with you because of the time, one and the number thing that Abraham, that's the reason that he was different compared to everybody else. If you want to walk with faith and not by sight, you have to listen to God. That's your number one. You have to listen to God, because if you don't listen to God, you'll never follow Him. If I don't listen to you, how can I follow? Because I need to hear instruction. Give me the instruction and I'll follow. So the number one thing for all of us as a believer, in order to walk by faith, the number one thing for all of us is to listen to God's voice. And that makes the difference to all of us, that unless you don't listen to God, then you'll never follow Him. Why are you following this God? But the one thing Abraham did, he listened to God. Not only he listened, he woke up early in the morning, prepared, and he decided to go. That's Abraham for all of us. We have to remind ourselves, you know, it's not easy to walk by faith. When I was reading this, it's not so easy. The second one is Abraham trusted God. He trusted God. Imagine, look, if you look at the story, Bible says that he asked Abraham to leave his own country. We have lived it for all these years. And then he's speaking to me and says, "You know what? You are 75 years old." And remember, he was a pagan guy. He never really heard from God before. But Abraham, he knew how to discern God's voice. That's the difference about Abraham. And then he heard from his voice from God and said, "You know what? I'm going to trust this voice. His God is speaking to me. I'm old enough now. I know I'm very old." Most of us will give God an excuse. You say, "God, you know, why didn't tell me when I'm 40? I am 75 years old." Imagine God is telling you, I'm going to use John. Say, "John, I'm going to ask you to go to Kazakhstan today at your age." And it's not an easy call. It is one of the very difficult ones. Now, Abram, because he was a man of faith, he just continued to trust God and he went along with it. It's not an easy thing to do. But Abram trusted God. Now, from that point on, Abram, he decided to go to the land of Canaan. And it was not easy. And most of us, the reason we don't see God's plan and purpose for our life fulfilled is because we think God is not speaking to us. But God has always been speaking to us. It's because we don't take the first step. We don't want to take the first step. We are afraid. I'm comfortable, God. I live. This is where my family is. This is where I've been living all my life, oh God. Why are you taking me to a foreign country? Why are you taking me there? I have my livestock here. All my parents, they've been living in this country. God said, you know what? That's not my plan for you. In order for me to bless you, I want you to leave this place and I want you to go to a place I've commanded you to go. That takes courage. Not only he trusted God, but also he believed him that he's going to do it. What is faith? Faith is substance of things you hope for. The evidence of things you cannot see with your normal eyes. Abraham believed God. He didn't see where he was going. He was going to a land that he had never been before. But he decided to pack everything and to go. He was walking by faith and not by sight. He trusted God. And sometimes as a Christian, the reason we're struggling in our daily life is because we just don't want to hear what God is telling us. We're refusing that to hear that voice when God says, I want you to go to that place and I want you to go to start a ministry. But you have always given God an excuse and you act as a God. Say, God, I think that is not my plan for my life. You got it wrong. I'm not going to go to Kazakhstan because it's too cold there. I'm not going to go there because I don't even know anyone there. Why should I go there? Who am I? Who am I? Should I go there? God said, I want you to go there because I have a plan for you. But God, you know what? You give all kinds of excuses. And God said, no, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to take it to Kazakhstan. I'm taking it to Africa. And you say, God, how can I go to Africa where they eat coconut and mango, live in the trees? That's other people believe that, you know that? Instead of having my fish and chips. And God said, no, I don't want to go there, God. Do you understand that? It is so difficult to believe God and trust God and to decide I'm going to go. Because if you don't, then God is not going to fulfill the plan for you. Because you have to trust him. And to walk by faith, you have to trust him. And you have to believe him. We have reason we know where we are to this very day is because we don't want to take the first step. We are afraid. We don't know the future. God, I've got my family here. So who am I? Where should I go? Can I make any difference? Do you know one thing? I'm always afraid when I come to preach. Trust me. I've always have this side of me thinking, God, I don't want to go to preach. I don't feel like I want to preach, God. But when I come here, I don't just come here to preach because I know I come here. If I go by my feeling, I will never be standing here. I go by faith, knowing that God is going to use me to send a message to you and you're going to listen, you're going to obey, and you're going to continue with your life with the Lord. You see that? But it doesn't mean I don't have fear or another challenge. I do have them. But I don't go by my feeling. I go because I believe this living God who is able, so mighty, and so powerful. If he changed my life and I can come in front of you and I speak his word and he will change you because of what he has done for me, then he's the same God can transform your life like the way he transformed my life. It is how you walk by faith, not by sight. This year, your million was 185 million. Did you know that? Euro millions. Lottery, 100 and something million. You can only imagine how much what was going on in my brain. Sometimes I have a dread dreaming, thinking, but I'm going to win that 185 million. You see? I walk by sight, you see? And then when I'm thinking about 185 million, I'm thinking, first of all, if I'm going to win that money, I'm going to go to the bank account every minute, go online, make sure that money is still there. That's my dead dreaming. I walk by sight again. When I have that money, I make sure that I'm going to have the beautiful house. That's how I've got so much thing going on in my brain when I'm daydreaming. I walk by sight. But can you imagine that the 185 million pound will never give me peace and joy? This is my day. I walk by sight and not by faith. Do you understand that? All that is my just me trying to desire the things which is not of God. If I go through some struggle, all of a sudden I'm starting to think, you know what? God, I'm going to buy a lottery. I'm going to win some money because this is, I don't like my condition, you see. I walk by faith, sight, not by faith. And we're all going to go sometimes some difficulty in life, you see. And what are you going to have to do? Not many people win lottery. How many of us have won lottery?
The chances are very slim for me to have that 150 million pound, isn't it? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to continue to believe God, have faith in God, and continue to believe His word that is able, is so mighty, He can accomplish whatever I want to in my life. Do you see that? It's not the thing that I possess. It's going to bring me happiness. Once you realize that the relationship with your Father is so important than the thing, then you say, you know what, God, I'm going to worship you this, and I'm going to praise you, and the things automatically just come into your life. You don't need them. You don't need them in order for you to experience the joy. You know, you can have the most expensive car, but it doesn't mean it brings the joy with it. No, it doesn't have it. Hallelujah. To walk by faith, you have to believe God. Not only that, you also have to trust Him that, you know what, you are the God of the universe. If you took Abram from his own land and you take him to the different land and you bless him, then Abram was going to be blessed when he decided he was going to go. If Abram decided to stay Abram, he would never experience the blessing of God. And God said that only, and anyone who's going to curse, I'm going to curse them. Do you know when you walk into God's plan and God's purpose, no matter what people they're going to say to you, their word isn't going to mean nothing because you're walking God's plan and purpose. Whatever they say, it's going to say, I'm going to curse them because that's not my plan. My plan for you, it was to bless you. Do you see that? Do you really see that? So God is saying, when I'm asking to move to different direction, I'm asking to walk by faith, is I'm telling you, I'm going to bless, even though when people, they're going to discourage you and tell you, you know what, I don't think where you're going is correct. I want you to go. No, they say, no, I'm following God's voice. Be able to discern God's voice is so important. It's so important. That's how you walk by faith, not by sight. And as a Christian, it is very important for all of us, because every day when you wake up in the morning, you're going to make a decision. Is that decision you're going to make tomorrow morning, is it, are you going to consult God first, or are you going to make your decision based on what your sight, what tells you, your circumstances, your issues around you, and you say, Lord, I don't really think it is possible. Let me go my way. Don't try to be God. And sometimes you feel tired and dismayed. Sometimes you've prayed and prayed. I remember one time, me and my wife, I didn't have a job. She didn't have a job. We struggled. We have two kids. And I remember calling a friend. I needed help from him. So I drove all the way to his house in Dudley. And I went to speak to him. As the moment I finished to speak to him, God said to me, don't ever trust a man. I don't want you to come to him and speak to him ever again. And I left that house. I didn't have no money. I came home. I remember that night, me and my wife, she stayed awake. We talked until 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Lord, I've already prayed to you. Not only that, every Sunday we will go to church. I will go to church and I'll pull the speakers up, all the instrument. I'll be the first one in and the last person out every Sunday. Friday, I will go for the Bible study and I will pray. Me and my wife and my kid will take National Express back to go to pray every Friday. And I said, God, I have presented my request to you. I have given all my supplication. And God reminded Ben, well, how about my thanksgiving? So that morning when we did not sleep at night, we didn't know where the next money will come from. I wake up in the morning and I put the seed and say, Lord, I give you thanks. Even though I don't understand everything, I just need to thank you. And most of us, we don't understand what we're going through. All you have to do is say, Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, Lord. That morning I received a phone call changing my life forever. And it was God. Because I believe Him and I trust Him. And I say, Lord, sometimes I've offered all the prayers. Maybe God is asking you, are you trusting me? Do you believe me? What do you have to do next? Just say, thank you, Lord. Because faith is substance of things, of the things that you cannot see yet. Maybe God is required from you. You say, you know what? Just say, thank me. Why don't you wake up in the morning instead of complaining? I never complained to Him because He has all power. No matter how much I'm going to complain to Him, I'm not going to change anything. So what I did that morning, I didn't have no money. And guess what? I said, Lord, thank you because you're the provider. When I could not pray, I put a CD on. It talks about give thanks with a grateful heart. And I keep saying, I give you thanks with my grateful heart, Lord. I know I don't have money. My wife should look at me. I don't have money. I don't have it. We have two kids. We don't have it. I don't have it. God, I've already prayed. All the prayers you ask me to pray, I've done it. What else do you want me to do? God is saying, you have faith in me? Do you trust me? Are you walking by faith with me? All I'm asking you, just give thanks to me. The next morning, it was so amazing. I received the phone call. I'm here. I'm a blessing from God. That's how God wants your life to live with Him. You walk by faith, not by sight. Your sight can always discourage you. You are the child of the Most High God. God has so much in store for you. And what you have to remember, the Bible says that God, He's going to reward those who seek after Him. He's a rewarder. So, there's a promise of God, Those promise of God, if you believe, Abraham received what God has for him because he believed the promise of God. The promise, once you believe that God is going to bless you, His promise in your life, and you walk in His promise, God is going to bless you. He's going to open that door because you believe His promise. Do you see that? Do you see how God, how wonderful He is? But if you don't believe His promise, how can you get them? It's only God. The only thing that pleases God is faith in Him. And He's going to fulfill because you are believing in Him. The last one, because of time. Abraham believed God. He obeyed His word. Obedience to God. Johnny mentioned last week, obedience to God. We have to be completely obedient to God. Half of obedience is disobedience. If you decide, God, I'm going to obey on this area of my life, but on this area, I'm not going to obey you, that is not going to work with Him. He requires full obedience from us. You have to be obedient, proper obedience to God. Say, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't really know where I'm going, like Abram. But you know what? Because I listen to you, I trust you, and I believe you, I'm going to obey you. And because I'm obeying, I know you're going to bless me. So I'm going to go anyway. You're going to make a way where there seems to be, there's no way. But it doesn't mean that God, when you don't say things, it doesn't mean God has no walk behind the scene. He's always doing something for us. So your job now, once you listen, once you trust, once you believe, what you need to do, you just obey the word of God and carry on. The reason we have Abraham passed, he went to be with the Lord. He never sinned. He said, I'm going to make you to become a great nation. And you know what God he did, how amazing he is? He gave one son, his name was Isaac. Just one. He didn't have 10. God, He doesn't need millions to make you a great person. No. He doesn't need you to have 10 children in order for you to multiply. No. He had Isaac and said, I'm going to make you a great nation. Can you imagine? By the time he was 100 of years, he was 100. He didn't have no children yet. This is God spoke to him 25 years ago. He said, I'm going to make you a blessing into the nations. Now, to this point, Sarah, she could not conceive. She's 99 years old. He started doubting God, but eventually he said, you know what? I'm going to obey you. And this is all over. Sometimes it's difficult to walk by faith, but let me tell you, there is a reward when we decide to walk by faith and not by sight. Because that's the only way we're going to require to obtain our blessing from the Lord. You're going to have to make that decision at some point in your life where you say, you know, God, I don't understand this, but I'm going to walk by faith like we walk after walk on water. And I'm going to trust you and I'm going to listen to you. It shows that you are matured. It shows that you have that relationship with your Father in heaven. And I guarantee you, 100% you will never go wrong. Because you are serving the God who is so able and is so powerful. His thoughts are not your thought. His ways are not your ways. So once you're thinking, this is what God is going to do, say, no, that's not how I'm thinking about you. Once you think, God, this is going to go, it's going to go this way, that's not my way. I say, God, no, that's not my way. That's for your way. My way is, I know exactly what you're thinking. Because when I'm sending there, there's something else I'm going to apply, I'm going to do for your life. Hallelujah. God bless you.